Hey there, Mike.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. This actually has been on the list for the from the beginning of things that I wanted to discuss, but we're just now getting around to it, and it does surround one of my favorite topics, which is kind of traveling light. I'm a big fan. I can't remember the episode that we discussed kind of traveling light in, but I've long been a big fan of light travel and trying to reduce your load when traveling. And if I could get away with it, I would pack everything, take nothing but the clothes on my back. And what I'm about to discuss almost allows one to do just that.
Traveling light was episode 6.
That was episode 6. Okay. So there is a company called Scotty Vest. And it's called Scotty Vest because the guy who started it, his first name Scott, and goes by Scotty, and he developed this travel vest that I don't really remember how many pockets it started out with, but had multiple pockets. But the idea was that he wanted to design a vest that was great for travel, that had lots of hidden pockets that you could just kind of throw on, was lightweight, from a clothing standpoint, and was something that you could wear in a variety of climates, would breathe well. But the main thing is that it's got all these great kind of purpose-built pockets. And the current model, and the model that I own and I love, has 22 pockets.
It doesn't even make sense. It's like you're just wearing a pocket.
It's kind of crazy. But the other nice thing about it is that it's designed in such a way, and I don't know how they do this magic, that you can bulk this thing up. You can fill it up with a lot of stuff, and it's barely noticeable that you have all of this stuff you're carrying around.
It has an iPad pocket.
It has an iPad pocket.
That is incredible.
So back on episode 6, when I was talking about how, I grabbed my go bag and I left, when my mom, had an emergency, I had to fly down, emergency trip to New Orleans, this travel vest was invaluable because it allowed me to, that's how I carried my iPad through the airport. I didn't throw it into the bag. I threw it into the pocket of the travel vest. You can even fit, you got to be careful when doing this because you don't want to break the thing. But there's a pocket in the back that you could slide a MacBook Air into easily.
I've never really paid too much attention. I've always known that Scotty Vest exists, but I've never really looked into it. I'm looking at it now, and I want one.
Oh, it's really, it is a geek's dream, let me tell you, because you can carry around so many gadgets and so much stuff, and you barely even notice the weight, and almost all the pockets are kind of hidden, and secure, and it has really nice, details and features. For instance, the hand warmer pockets, have a magnetic, so not only do they zip close, but they've got a magnetic latch in the middle. So when you remove your hand, a magnet closes it up so things don't accidentally slip out.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's got a built-in, what he likes to call, a personal area network, which basically is, it's a system where you can run your headphone cables through, so that you can have your headphones. I've got a pair of the Apple white earbud headphones that I just have wired through the jacket and is permanently attached to the jacket. So when I put on the vest, I just plug in my iPhone, stick it in its pocket, and bring the earbuds out of their holder, stick them in my ear, and boom, there I go.
Right. And there's a touch fabric pocket.
Yeah, so the iPhone pocket has is see-through and made with a special fabric that allows you to control and touch the iPhone, you know, basically control the iPhone through the fabric, so you don't have to remove it from the pocket.
Can we get these guys to sponsor us?
Oh, man, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I should totally try to see if that's possible. No, and they don't just make the vests now. They make a wide range of clothing with a varying degree of pockets. So I not only have the vest, but I also have the quarter-zip fleece, which has like 18 pockets or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe less than that. But the bottom line is that, you know, all of their stuff kind of is known for having these additional pockets that you can, you know, that you can stash and store things in. I mean, even the baseball cap they have has like two pockets, you know, or something.
That doesn't
like
make any sense.
Right. Yeah, really great stuff, really well made, you know, designed for travel. My favorite Scotty Vest thing that they've done recently, I was absolutely addicted to this. They threw out a no baggage challenge to Ralph Potts. Now, Ralph Potts is the writer of a book called Vagabonding, which is probably one of my favorite and one of the most well-known travel books around. And mm-hmm. It was really all about, you know, him just kind of, you know, traveling the world with nothing but a backpack and, you know, his experiences doing that and such. And so they threw out this challenge to him to, you know, basically said, we'll pay for you to take a trip around the world using nothing but, you know, your Scotty vest, the clothing on your back. And, you know, and the Scotty vest, you know, products. And he accepted the challenge, and he traveled all around the world to disparate climates, wearing nothing but Scotty Vest stuff. Now, he didn't do the travel vest. He did the and what's neat is that so they did a series of travel videos with him, you know, kind of describing his experiences and what was working and what wasn't, and how he was keeping up with blogging and, you know, the compromises he had to make, you know, and things like that. And so it's a really fascinating look into, you know, if given the challenge, how would a guy who already travels light get even lighter, and what compromises would he have to make and things like that. But the other thing that's really neat is that he goes through kind of the choices and decisions he made, like why he didn't choose the travel vest, why instead he chose the I forget which jacket it was, but it's one of the jackets where the sleeves zip off and it becomes effectively like a travel vest, but with, like, I think it's got 20 pockets as opposed to 22 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and what he chose to, you know, kind of the reasons why he chose that versus the vest, and the reasons why he chose, like, the pants versus, you know what I mean? And exactly what he chose and why he chose it. And he even, like, kept up a blog through the entire experience using a iPhone, and a fold-out Bluetooth keyboard.
That's incredible.
Oh, man. You know,
I am totally engrossed in this website at the moment.
I know, it's addictive. Once you go, it's like you can't stop. Especially if you're at all interested in light travel. And you know, they've got a range of stuff for both men and women. Couldn't recommend it more. More than I already have. Oh, and they also have a really great, every day they have a daily deal where they offer sometimes 30, 40% off of, a single item for the day. Basically, you know, it's, you know, a way to kind of get you to buy. They also have kind of an occasional, I think it's occasional, or maybe they're doing it all the time now, happy hour sale where between, you know, a certain time and another certain time, they offer one item off for sale. So, for instance, today's daily sale is the tropical jacket vest, and that's got 18 pockets. And the stuff is expensive. I'm not gonna lie. You know, you're gonna get there and you're gonna say, "Wow, $100 for a vest? Really?" But I can't even begin to tell you A, how worth it is, and B, you know, if you're at all interested in this stuff, and B, how well made this stuff is. I mean, this is, as I've discussed before, this is a final choice, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to buy this one thing and it's going to last you for the rest of your life. And this will be like, okay, whenever I travel, this is my vest. You know, it'll be that sort of thing that you just have and keep and it lasts that long. Yeah, so once again, it's another lesson in, you know, pay a little bit more for the things that you know, that will last you a lifetime.
Yep.
Because it's worth it. It's worth it.
Definitely. I'm going to have to buy one soon.
Sounds good. I'm sorry. It seems like every time you talk to me, you know, I've got you
spending more money.
But, you know, I find these things and it's like I can't help but, you know, try to tell others about them. You know, I've got a, and this is a teaser for possibly a future blog post or a future podcast, but I've got something for the iPad, mainly, but for the iPhone as well, that is absolutely a boon for anyone who needs to record voice. Especially from a musical standpoint, that was sent to me that I want to make sure I talk about. But once again, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, I know I post about this. This could be like, all this guy ever does is like cost me money. So I apologize in advance. But oh well. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say about it. Go check it out. It's I'll have links in the show notes, but it's scottevest.com. That's scottevest.com. And you know, prepare to lose yourself if you have any interest at all for the next couple of hours, because you will be perusing this site like crazy. It's a very well-designed site. They've got videos of all of this stuff, you know, so you can really, you know, get a good review of how it works. And they've got links to other reviews of this stuff. Highly, highly recommended. So that's all for now.
Yes. All Thank right. you very much, sir. For
no problem.
For making my wallet a little bit lighter.
Yeah, we should just start calling it minimal wallet. minimal cash.
Minimal That's packet.
Minimal packet. Yeah, watch. I'm going to rush out and now have to register minimal cash and minimal wallet. All right, well, we'll talk later.
We will. Thank you, mate.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.